This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio hideout designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories as we end week 10 of the national lockdown. Zuckerberg says, if you move, we'll cut your pay. Coronavirus Bluetooth tracking begins. A grandmother in the United Kingdom was told to, actually in the Netherlands, I think, was told to delete her grandkids' pictures on Facebook over a GDPR dispute. Wait to hear this one. Apple is improving their K-12 distance learning applications, as you, one should not be too surprised. But anyway, I want to welcome you to episode 1449 of the Geekness Central podcast for Thursday, May 21st. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Support this show today, GeekNewsCentral.com/insider, by becoming a Geek News Insider. Hey, we're live once again at GeekNewsCentral.com/live, live.geeknewscentral.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Twitch, we're on YouTube. Just about everywhere we can be. And if you're brand new to the show, I want to thank you for being here. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome as a new listener. So happy to have you join the family. And the most important thing you need to do as a brand new listener is to head over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, get subscribed to the show. You'll find that information on the sidebar of the website. It's real easy. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, it gets about 90% of you covered. Those of you that like Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, subscribe by email. There's all options there. Definitely check that out. Again, get subscribed. Also, subscribe to the newsletter when you're on the website. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, just go over to blueberry.com, search for Geek News Central on the directory. You can play it there as well. Or use your smart home device, say the magic word to start that device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. If you want to be one of the cool kids, you join the chat room at geeknews.chat. That is a Mastodon chat server. Anyone that's a little bit nerdy should know what that is. Mastodon, join the Federation and join in on our chat room. That link is, again, is geeknews.chat. Real easy. Just go over there, create yourself an account. You're in there literally in 5 minutes or less. Of course, we've got a Discord server if that's your thing. Or you can join our Slack channel. And many of you are Slack heads and you like to do that. So join me over there. Drop me an email, geeknews@gmail.com. And really, that's how you stay connected to me as well, geeknews@gmail.com. Or you can do that on Twitter, @geeknews. You can follow me on Facebook. And don't forget that our partner shows are all linked to geeknewscentral.com, the GNC Week in Review by Kirk Corliss, the Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my team, the new media show by my co-host, Mr. Rob Greenlee, where I had my little challenge on Wednesday, the Podcast Legend Show, which is now defunct, but Podcast Insider, podcastinsider.com. Check all that out. Again, thanks to all our family of podcasters and the cool things they do. But don't forget, you can always pick up cool kid gear at Ohana, at cafepress.com/Ohana store. And this show is, it is the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. GoDaddy has been with this show just shy at this point of 15 years. And we want you to save money. We want you to get motivated to do something cool online. And really, that's going to save you. It's, you know, even these tough economic times, we're going to talk about that here in a minute, you can get started for $12. $12 is all you need to get a website online, get a .com. Build yourself a recession-proof, coronavirus pandemic-proof business. And you can do that by getting started with your own website, set up your own e-commerce site, set up your own blog, start your own podcast, whatever you want to do. And it costs you $1 a month for economy or managed WordPress hosting for the first year, includes a free domain. Have an idea, not ready to get started with a website yet? Grab a .com and pick one of those up for $4.99. Or if you're already a GoDaddy customer and you're shopping around, 30% off new product purchases, that code is all at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And if you're a business owner, you got plenty, maybe your business is still closed, sadly. If it is, you should have been on this already using GoDaddy Website Builder. You could have built yourself a brand new website. Your choice of personal business or business plus plans. Again, a 1 month free promo on that. All those codes, everything's available. Again, by your good old geek here at geeknesscentral.com at geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy. Those of you that are watching on Facebook, make sure you say hello. Don't be shy. Check in. Just say hello. Hi, Mom. How you doing? So, got a few interesting emails. We're going to get to those at the end of the show. But I guess some good news first. And I don't think I announced it on the show. I was amiss of doing that. But my daughter, Natalie, is expecting my second grandchild due around Thanksgiving. I've known for a while. It was a matter of fact, the news broke here on the show, and I couldn't say anything several months ago, a month and a half ago. She was waiting. She got into her third trimester. Not third trimester. Through her first trimester, and basically we're on our way. So I'm real excited about that. But I got a text this afternoon, and it just, you know, you guys know that all my kids, Anna and Ray, are all out of work, and they've been laid off now for a couple of months. And she says to me, would you happen to be hiring remote customer service help? They just let everyone go in my role today. She was working for Johnson & Johnson. She had been there not that long, probably since about, I guess maybe now 6 months or so. Loving her job, had a great, great position, was knocking everything out of the ballpark, but she's involved in recruiting. And I guess they have a division of that does that at Johnson & Johnson. And I asked her, said, did they furlough you or did they lay you off or did they fire you? And she said, they fired us. So that sucks big time. I really don't have anything for her, sadly. So if you're in the Tampa area, I've got a very capable young lady that's looking for a job. I have two very capable adults in Hawaii that are looking for a job. So let me know if you've got anything. Pass it on to them. Happy to have them send you their resumes. And but, you know, here's the thing. That's along with, you know, 40 million or 38, 39 other million people are out of work. Shoko's out of work. Now, luckily, my daughter's husband is still working, but he's stressed. He's in a new job. He's only been in that job since, and it's an overseas company. And let me think, how long has he been in there? So maybe 4 months, 5 months. And what we're starting to learn here, folks, is that, you know, we definitely got this setup of winners and losers. And people are getting pretty pissed off. And, you know, I ranted on a couple of shows and it got a couple of people pissed off at me for ranting. But this is what we're boiling down to at this point. And I contend from the beginning that if Walmart and grocery stores could be open, every other business in the country should have been able to be open. Why? Why did they have to close businesses when they allowed these big box stores? Well, why did they get privilege? And it's about winners and losers tonight. We're going to talk about winners and losers. And right now, there's one heck of a lot of losers in this country right now and around the world. So who are some of the losers that have been impacted probably mentally the worst? My nephew is graduating. He's having a graduation party. By standing beside the road, as cars drive up, give him a graduation card. They're going to hand off a breakfast treat to them. But he loses out on being able to graduate and to be able to have a normal graduation party as a senior. So I think for the most of us, that was pretty, I can remember my high school graduation. I can remember my high school graduation party. It was a defining moment in one's life. It's a transition from one spot to another. Maybe it's a transition from school to going to work. Maybe it's a transition from school going to college, but there's going to be no clean line for these folks. So they're winners for getting through high school, but they're losers in that they've lost this opportunity to have this defining moment in their time. Many have lost prom. And, you know, that's a big deal in many places. Some schools, maybe it isn't, but around in this area, that's I remember both the proms that I went to, have prom pictures still. You know, it was one of those things, right? So they're starting to cancel sports scholarships to colleges. So we just had a rash of them here in Michigan. Schools are saying we're not opening. We're canceling scholarships. And you have a whole generation. Think about this. Think about where you are today. And if you would have been told, let's say you went to a four-year college. I did not. I went straight in the Navy, and the government owned my ass. But if you went to college and you got a year, two, three in, maybe it's going to be your senior year. Maybe you need to have a little extra time to finish. Maybe you need 4.5 years in college. Wherever you are at, imagine they just said, stop. You can't go to school for next year. Stop. What you have done then is moved a whole group of people into they have lost earning potential for their lifetime by 1 year. 1 year of lost earning potential. So just that alone for graduates is devastating enough that it's going to result in less GDP in this country. Same things with all of us. Some people are working. I'm fortunate enough to be working, so I'm a winner in that standpoint. Other people are at home. They're not able to work. They're the losers in this group. And what we're really even impacting worse, and sadly, is we're going to change the poverty line. There are going to be people that were borderline, and now they are definitely going to be in the poverty zone. You got some people who are going to get rich off of this. Winners and losers, right? I think the thing that really chaps my butt the most really is about the business thing. The business thing is really where I understand for a period of time there was unknown. Flatten the curve, all this stuff. We've done that. And now, it's so ridiculous. I can get in my car and go 7 miles, and I can go and sit down in a restaurant and eat and be served. I can go into a business. I can shop. Now, I could have shopped in Walmart or the grocery store the entire time. But here in Michigan, you have to now, the only way you can go into a business is if you make an appointment. You have to make an appointment to go into a business now. That's starting next week. You have to call and get an appointment. Have you ever heard of such insanity? Now, these business owners are thrilled to be able to open up. And I know what I would do if I was a business owner. I'd go buy me one of those, you ever go into a barbershop or into someplace you had to pull a tab to get a number, you know, now serving 86. You know, some of us that go to pharmacy, sometimes you have to pull a tab and, you know, your number 107, they're on customer 52, and you can go shopping for an hour before they get to you. One of those, right? I would put one of those outside of my business and I would pull a tab and then I would say, serving next number. I'd put a sign on the door. It said serving next number. So I pull my tab, look at my number, look at the door. Oh, serving next number. I walk in. Hey, I'm here from her. You're serving number 82, right? Yes, sir. Come right on in. That's how I'd get around this BS. But all this time, these businesses could have been open. They could have been doing appointments up to this point, business by appointments, whatever this malarkey. No, you can't. You can't mow your yard or we're going to put you in jail. You can't buy paint for your house to paint your house, even though you're stuck at your house. This has become borderline insanity. And it's accelerated by in the state of Michigan. State of Hawaii is no better at this point. there are people there that it is, they are putting people in jail. They're putting tourists in jail for going outside of their hotel room because they are not staying in their hotel room for 14 days on their 7-day vacation. Hi, Toby. Hi, Juan. Hey, how you doing? Speaking of Aloha Land, how are you, Juan? My God, have we lost our minds in this country? And you know what? Here's the reason why people aren't wearing masks. They're pissed, and they're tired of being told what to do. I told someone today, they're not wearing them. They're not going to wear them. They refuse to wear them. And these are people who are really getting pissed off because they're living in big cities. So, and guess who's picking the winners and losers? Let me also tell you, here locally, we have a hospital that's going out of business because not enough customers. They can't do cardiac surgery. They can't do cancer treatment. They can't do dialysis. Well, dialysis they can do, but they can't do regular outpatient stuff. We have lost our minds, and government people have picked winners and losers. And oftentimes they don't know any better than anybody else. And if you're for lockdown, great. Stay locked down. On a happier note, hi everybody. Well, Curtis, Florida opened up, and guess what? They're good. Curtis said, 20 years retired. I do what I want to now. Well, you're lucky you can do that. You must have that full disability thing going on. I don't. Jody's down in Florida. How are you enjoying your freedom, Jody? Oh, my goodness. So, launch a new product today. So, we had a good product launch. Our phones exploded, email exploded. Not that it's been any different. I'm not complaining. We're staying busy. Podcasting is one of the sectors that is growing, and you know, we're doing well. No complaints. But if you are a business owner and you're having challenges doing private communications to your employees, I have a product for you. It's called Private Internal Podcasting. You can deliver audio and video securely to any device. It's a modern solution for communications, announcements, training, speakers, interviews, education, exclusive or bonus content for podcasters. It's called Private Internal Podcasting. It's the most secure private internal podcasting solution available in the podcasting space today. Absolutely is. We build it from the ground up based on security, real security, not implied security like my competitors. And we have plans all the way for basic podcasters all the way up to enterprise Fortune 50 companies. And we already got our first customer, 1,200 seats, corporation with 1,200 seats in Germany that is launching on the platform next week. So this is it's a big deal for us. And so if you've got a business, and you need some internal communications and they can't get to the office intranet anymore, and the VPN thing is not as secure as you want, we've got a secure communication solution for you. So that's my add-on ad, self-promoting ad tonight. And we've had huge response to this today. Huge. And we've had some requests from some features we knew we were going to need, but we're not planning to build to the fall. So if I get enough of those requests, we'll kick up the priority. But you have to make hay while the sun shines, right? For those of us that bailed hay before. Okay. So if I piss you off and you're already gone, I guess you're gone. Thank you for being here, though. And yes, Red Bull. Tomorrow I gave my team half, I said on Friday at noon, shut down. Doing Aloha Friday tomorrow for my team. And I need it too. Although I've got meetings until like 3. So, but if I can get out of here by 3, that's an early day for me. So, but the rest of the team, I cut them loose. And they're going to get to enjoy a little longer weekend as we're approaching Memorial Day holiday. I hope you can go somewhere. We can't. We can't go anywhere yet, legally. Without, you know, we can get arrested if we go somewhere still here in the state of Michigan, at least like 3/4 of the state. But let's see here. What else have I got? Oh, no show on Monday. So I'll be back with you next Thursday after the show. So you won't have to listen to my rant and being pissed off for a couple of weeks, or not a couple of weeks, 1 week. So if you feel I am wrong, please, please feel free to pull up your mobile phone and record a commentary. If you feel that I'm right, feel to grab that recorder and send me that audio file. We'll play it on the show, no problem. Now Zuckerberg, this dude's got he's got some attitude. Zuckerberg says employees moving out of Silicon Valley may face a pay cut. Oh, so employees outside of Silicon Valley aren't as worth as much, huh, Mark? And yep, that's the case. But what this worries me, well, you know, Facebook is in almost every major city already. You know, you want to work for Facebook. There's jobs at Facebook in, if you're in a major metropolitan area, there's Facebook's there and you can get a job in your town. But he's basically telling these people in California, you leave and go to Texas, or you go leave to go someplace and live and work remotely cheaper, you're going to get a pay cut because you're not worth as much where you live, depending on where you live. What do you think about that? Wouldn't it be? You know, if all these companies are saying go work remote, that to me means that in some point in the near future, this little town that I live in here, you could work for Facebook and make 1/3 of what you would make in Silicon Valley and probably still do pretty well and not have to put up with Silicon Valley traffic. But it bothers me a little bit on principle that he's telling employees that are working in Silicon Valley, they've negotiated a salary, whatever that may, let's say it's $100,000, and you move to Denver or you move to Tulsa, Oklahoma, or you go to Waco, Texas, or someplace like that, and your cost of living goes down by 80%, why aren't you still worth $100,000? Isn't your value, the value is your value, right? But no, it's because they have to pay more for people who work in Silicon Valley because you got to live 3 hours away from Silicon Valley to afford to live if you're not getting more than probably $150,000, $200,000 a year. So, but what that really does, that must scare the living crap out of states. Imagine this. California is always bragging and how they pay so much into the federal government. Well, all these remote workers get smart and leave California or go to an area in California where it's less expensive to live, like Northern California, and they go up there and buy a beautiful property in Northern California and don't fight traffic and have a nice living, and they cut their wages. Well, guess what? That's less money going to the state. That's less money going to the federal government. Maybe housing prices in Silicon Valley will come down so that your average Joe can buy a place. We may inadvertently here, because of coronavirus, change the dynamics of where taxes are being paid out of. Because I can't imagine very many people, except for, you know, Michael Dare. I know you love California and many of you love California, but I still understand how you can live there and pay those taxes. And by the way, I was wrong. Anybody's looking for a great handyman? Michael's around the San Diego area, not Northern California. So I was completely wrong. You live in the cool part of California, Michael. I love Northern San Diego. I really, really do. probably about the only part of California that I like. I don't think I could live. I could probably maybe live like 20 miles north of San Diego. Maybe. But I just can't see going there and paying the taxes. But anyway, people are leaving the state anyway, right? Because they're trying to escape the heavy tax burden. But anyway, we'll see what happens. But anyway, Zuckerberg says employees moving out of Silicon Valley may face a pay cut. Next up, Apple, Google begin to spread pro-privacy, bat-friendly coronavirus contact tracing API for phone apps. So they've officially released their exposure notification API, a joint technology project to allow public health organizations to build mobile apps capable of efficient and anonymous coronavirus tracking via Bluetooth. And it's being said there's at least like 18 states in the United States that are building coronavirus tracking apps. Okay. Which states? We don't know. I wonder if your state's going to be require you to have, I wonder if they're going to make mandate it by law that you have to be tracked. How are people going to react to that? But anyway, the bat-friendly coronavirus contact API is now fully complete. It's been released. Again, Apple and Google are not running any apps. They're just providing the tech to be able to tap into the phones. So simple solution here. You don't want to be tracked. Turn your Bluetooth off. Turn your Bluetooth off. And it actually reminds me of a story I got here a little later. Let me bring that up forward here. So I read something today, and I don't get triggered very often, right? Intel, listen to this. Intel has big plans to optimize Bluetooth and create all wireless PCs. Now, I'm looking at my desk. I've got a wireless mouse, wired keyboard, wired monitor. So many of you probably have a wireless mouse and probably a wireless keyboard at your desk. If you have a keyboard, if you're using, maybe you're just using your laptop, maybe you don't use a mouse at all. Maybe it's all on board. So what happens when we have all this wireless stuff with no encryption? Again, what happens when we have all this wireless stuff with no encryption? You basically can have someone sit outside your door and probably see everything that you do. You'd probably be shocked in your house today how much RF energy is radiating from your home. So, you know, someone doesn't need a warrant, or someone doesn't even need to be law enforcement to pick up RF signals. So what say you? What do you think about all this extra wireless stuff that's going to be? We already have a lot of it, right? Intel wants to bring interactivity to Bluetooth. The difference, however, is that PCs lock onto a signal Wi-Fi signal with Bluetooth. A PC has to connect to multiple Bluetooth radios, all vying for attention. McLaughlin characterized Bluetooth as somewhat neglected on the PC platform. A Bluetooth radio gets ignored in a lot of ways. He pointed out they're optimized in the phone, but they've never been optimized on the PC, as Intel is ready to change that. We're looking at ways that they can enhance the Bluetooth capabilities that are in your system and basically get to the point where you've got multiple Bluetooth solutions connected to your platform. They all work seamlessly. Audio, keyboard, mouse, any peripheral, your printer, all connected to stuff via Bluetooth. And so time will tell. We're emitting a lot of RF energy. A lot. Gary, congratulations on you retiring this year too. You guys all scored on the VA lottery, I think. Grandmother ordered to delete Facebook photos from GDPR. Let me say that again. A grandmother. Now imagine your grandma, if she's still alive, or maybe let's just use your mom. Let's say your mom has put pictures. Actually, this is what the case is. A grandmother put pictures of her grandchildren on her Facebook page. A woman must delete photographs of her grandchildren she posted on Facebook and Pinterest without their parents' permission, a court in the Netherlands has ruled. And it ended up in court after a falling out between the woman and her daughter. The judge ruled the matter was in the scope of the EU's General Data Protection Regulation. Now, you must be one nasty daughter to make a mother remove pictures of her grandchildren from her Facebook page. That has to be pretty nasty. That must be a pretty nasty relationship. The case went to court after the woman refused to delete photographs of her grandchildren, which she had posted on social media. The mother of children asked several times for the pictures to be deleted. The GDPR does not apply to purely personal or household processing of data. However, the exemption did not apply because posting photographs on social media made them available to a wider audience. So the woman must remove the photos or pay a fine of 50 euros for every day she fails to comply with the order up to a maximum of 1,000 euros. I think if I was the grandmother, I would pay the 1,000 euros and flip my daughter the bird if I was the grandmother. So we will see where this goes. That must have been pretty naughty, but just to think about that. I understand some parents are more sensitive about their kids' pictures on the internet than others. I understand that. But come on, taking your mom to court? Please. Apple wants to help parents, teachers get over distance learning hurdles and make more money. The company soon will launch Schoolwork 2.0 for iPads and update to its software that lets teachers manage assignments and handouts. Let's just put them all on Zoom. Did you guys read the CDC's advice for putting kids back in the classroom? There's about 40 things on the list. And I read that and I'm like, well, we need to put some millages in place to build our schools 10 times bigger because each classroom is going to need to be the size of a gymnasium. You're going to need each classroom, I'll say that again, is going to have to be the size of a gymnasium to follow the CDC guidelines. More insanity. More absolute, pure, technocrat, ridiculous insanity. The chaos, where there is chaos, there is opportunity to develop remote learning tools. Apple has launched a remote learning resource site, creating new educational video series and introduced coaching sessions to give educators and parents tips about teaching. Let me read that again. Do you want Apple giving you advice and coaching sessions? Makes you wonder a little bit. Is there an agenda here? And I don't want to turn this show into a conspiracy theory, a theory show, but Apple's improved its iCloud collaboration capabilities, let people share entire folders and add feature to its iWork software, like the ability to edit offline. So, and I know Google's doing a bunch of stuff here because we've got a lot of schools that are using Chromebooks and so forth. I encourage you, if you are a mom or father and your kids are not going to be going back to school, and you sign up for some of these education sources, and let's say you're going to do homeschooling, or you're going to look at the stuff the school's going to be providing, and you need to really supervise coursework. Look at, maybe get a chance to see what kind of coursework is actually being presented to your kids in real time for the first time. Maybe that'll be a little bit of an eye-opener. But anyway, it's all pretty. It's all cartoonish and stuff. It's going to, you know, it's going to look good. You got your handouts. Oh, what happened? Your math, science, you know, you've got all kinds of information there. So we will see. Of course, they got a place there to get started for coding. It might be a little, how should we call it tonight? I don't know. I guess I got an attitude. You know, every show can't be all champagne and bubbly, right? COVID-19 drives 52% surge in data used for mobile app downloads, you think? The amount of data used for the first time installs climbed a whopping 34% compared to a year ago and 52% on a three-year average. Over 596 million gigabits of data was used to download apps in quarter one of 2020. That's a lot. So let's give you a little bit of a perspective here on the jump. In quarter one, 2018, it was about 480 petabytes. Oh, or actually, 464 petabytes. Quarter one, 2019, 446 petabytes. And petabytes, a lot. You don't have to pay for 446 petabytes of data. I pay a number of petabytes of data every month, and that's already pain enough. 596 petabytes was used in, imagine that, podcasting moves a lot of data. I've always told the new companies that are getting into the hosting business, I said, you have arrived when your hosting bill is so big, it can't be covered on a credit card and you have to do a bank transfer. That's when you're moving some data. And we've got a big fat corporate card. It's got a good limit. So that's going to give you an idea of how big our bandwidth bill is every month. What's funny is we're actually in negotiations right now to renegotiate our bandwidth. And it gets to a point where, okay, so as an example, maybe 10 years ago, I was paying 10 cents a gig. But let's say right now, maybe I'm paying sub penny. So when you get to sub penny per gigabyte of bandwidth, your incremental savings can only go so far. So if you were at half a penny, let's say half a penny, and you get a new quote and it's 0.0045, then or 4/5 of a penny. And I think that ain't even right. 0.45 of a penny, 0.45%, whatever. You're thinking that's big savings, especially when you're moving petabytes of data. You fight for that type of a savings. And when someone comes to you and say, well, we can give you a 20% savings on your bandwidth, that really gets your attention when you're down in those, your sub penny for a price, because you can only go so low. It's never free, but you got to move lots to get really, really low. It's economy of scale. And so it's kind of funny. I look at my bandwidth bill over the years and I kind of laugh. Because, it stayed about the same for a while because we continue to grow, but yet we're paying less because of scale. And you have to, you have to sign a 1-year contract saying, yeah, we're going to move this much every month. And that puts you at that's a considerable zero number at the end of that to say, yeah, my business is going to continue to grow. Okay. So anyway, going back to this article, yep, lots of mobile usage. This is an interesting move by Netflix. And I don't think I've ever seen a company do this. I'm looking in the camera today. I got this red spot on the top of my head. I don't know what's going on there. The weird things you say during a podcast, right? So Netflix is going to start canceling long dormant subscriptions. If your account is collecting dust, it'll ask you if you want to keep paying. Wow. Now, there must be a low number. Netflix viewership is way up while most of us are sheltering in place, but it turns out there are hundreds of thousands of subscribers who haven't actually used their accounts in forever. The company doesn't want people to pay for a service they're not using and rather make good use of your subscription. As such, it's starting to cancel long-term dormant accounts. If you signed up at least a year ago but haven't watched anything or you haven't streamed something on the platform in the last 2 years, Netflix will ask you via email or app notification if you want to keep subscribing. If you don't respond, it'll automatically cancel your plan. So for Netflix, that's 0.5% of total Netflix users meet these criteria. So you're basically you're willing to write off 0.5 of your revenue that's actually free money. That's free money. Huh. So that's interesting. I guess I applaud them for doing that. very few companies would do such a thing. It is pretty amazing. It really, really is. So, okay, let me look over here. What's going on? Okay, that's okay. Just checking to see if people are still on. Interesting move by Netflix. Zuckerberg is defending actions on virus misinformation. This is an article over on the BBC. And a lot of people are not happy about everything that's been going on Facebook, obviously. Zuckerberg just told the BBC that it had and would remove any content likely to result in immediate and imminent harm to users. Well, they've done a lot more than that. They've removed a lot more content. He says, even if something isn't going to lead to imminent physical harm, we don't want misinformation to be the content that is going viral. Facebook recently removed content from former broadcaster and conspiracy theorist David Icke. And he was the one that was promoting the 5G stuff. He says it's an arms race against the disinformation campaigns and people putting stuff out. And he's also saying they're putting up warning labels. Again, they have become, what do we want to call them? There's a word for this, isn't there? It's not censorship, but they are the ones saying, we are watching what you are reading, and we do not believe this is safe for you. So some people agree with this and some people don't. I think it just gives people pause to think about Facebook and their over-dominance and controlling the information that you look at. And it concerns me greatly. Because what if somebody's right on something they're talking about? What if? T-Mobile's free mobile service for first responders is now available. And this isn't because of COVID-19. This is because in order to get their deal together with Sprint, they had to agree to give 10 years of service to first responders. Free. First responders get 10 years of free service on T-Mobile. How about that? So agencies will have to contact T-Mobile. And I guess, let me see, who's this limited to? It's called Connecting Heroes. Members of state and local public and nonprofit law enforcement, fire, and EMS agencies. So I guess that's agencies, not the individuals themselves. Okay. The offer free service includes unlimited talk, text, and 4G, 5G data as part of the set of promises the company made to help convince regulators to approve the merger. And now with the merger successful completed, T-Mobile is making good on that promise. The CEO claimed that T-Mobile will follow through on its other pledges as well. And he took shot at AT&T and Warner Media for raising their prices after their combination. And so the Connecting Heroes plan is part of T-Mobile's Promise Goodwill initiatives. Also included is its $15 per month Connect Wireless plan with unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigabytes of data for half the company's $30 essential plan. So I thought some stuff is free. Anyway, link is up in the show notes. You can read about it if you fall in that category. Sounds like a great deal. If you have an agency like that, time to move the phones. AT&T is going to stop advertising its fake 5G service, but the 5G icons will remain on the phones. So carriers around the world just starting to roll out 5G, but AT&T over about a year ago said, hey, we got 5G. And they really didn't. 5GE was really 4G LTE. So in some ways. But so AT&T is going to stop the fake advertising. We've talked about them as well. Heard about this thing, Apple Glass. This one, didn't we not learn with Google Glass? But there's a bunch of you Apple fans out there, me included. I guess if this comes out, we'll probably look at it. But there's some details about Apple's rumored augmented reality glasses. Of course, it's going to be called Apple Glass. It's going to come in $499. with a prescription lens option. The marketing name will be Apple Glass, according to this guy, who has established a reliable track record for Apple product roadmap in recent months. There will be displays in both lens that can be interacted with using gestures. The glasses rely on a paired iPhone, similar to the original Apple Watch. An early prototype featured LiDAR and wireless charging. Apple Rosie planned to unveil the glasses a One More Thing surprise at its iPhone event in the fall, but restrictions on in-person gatherings could push back the announcement to March 21. Apple is targeting a late 2021 or 2022 release. Just what we need, people watching movies on both lenses as they're driving with their Apple Glass. And I'm joking. I'm sure there will not be that capability, or if there will, it'll be limited in safety features and all that stuff. But I think from the, I got the Google Glasses in the back. Anybody wants to buy them, let me know. Maybe they're worth something now. I'll sell my Google Glass if anybody, as far as I know, they still work. Haven't been charged in a long time. Fair warning. But you know, we all, those of us that wear glasses, you know, I don't like too much bulk. These glasses I wear are pretty light. I just don't think I could ever wear contacts. And maybe guys will be willing to geek out a little bit more with Apple Glass, but will the ladies? And I know Apple's going to make something beautiful, but I don't know. You know, here's the problem I had with the Google Glass when that was going on. People got really weirded out because they thought they're being recorded. And I would have people come up and get in my face. Are you recording me? And I would say, no, I'm not recording you. Prove it. I'd have to take the glasses off and show them. And of course, I didn't have a prescription set of Google Glasses. And it was hard for me to wear those to begin with, even with the clear lenses. So you have to get the prescription with that, which will drive the price up, I'm sure. I don't know. I just, that's one product that Apple comes out with. I'm, call me a little bit skeptical, just based upon my experience with Google Glass. But I'm probably in line to buy them. Jack Dorsey has donated $5 million to Andrew Yang's Universal Basic Income and COVID-19 relief efforts. So I guess Andrew Wang is giving away, has a project called the Humanity Forward Nonprofit. And he's going to provide 20,000 microgrants of $250 through Nonprofits Direct Cash Assistance Program. So how are they going to pay those out? The money will be administered through Humanities Forward Coronavirus Relief Fund, which while it doesn't target specifically based on coronavirus cases, provides one-time cash payments to low-income workers most likely to be affected by the virus's impact on the economy. I know my daughter was able to get a one-time payment from Buffalo Wild Wings because of her earnings level. So that's interesting here, what they're doing. So some people can get up to $1,000 monthly and so forth. So we'll see what happens with this. But link will be up in the show notes. If you have a family member that's in need, this may be a way for them to get a little extra cash. And if they're giving away money and they can apply and get it, more power to them. This next one makes me a little troublesome. Facebook is leveraging artificial intelligence to improve kids' safety in Messenger. First of all, you need to be taking care of your kids' safety when they're using apps on their phone. But in an attempt to beat back a rise in scams and other unwanted interactions during the coronavirus pandemic, Facebook today unveiled an AI-powered messenger feature that surfaced tips to help younger users spot malicious actors. The guidelines, which outline steps for blocking and ignoring people on Messenger if that becomes necessary, intended to educate users under the age of 18 about interacting with adults they don't know. If you're doing your job as a parent and some adult starts talking to your kid, the first thing they're going to do is come to me and say, "Dad, some creep's talking to me on Messenger." So Facebook is now going to become babysitters for our kids. Messenger announcements follows the rollout of limits on chat users can... Okay, the Messenger announcement follows a rollout of limits on chats users can forward and a hub that spotlights pandemic resources. Both attempts to limit the spread of misinformation, blah, 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 despite Facebook's renewed campaign against false coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. So more broadly, the FTC has documented over 20,000 instances of messaging offering bogus testing kits, unproven treatment, or predatory loans. If something comes to you in Messenger and you don't know who it is, come on. Facebook's child-friendly alternative to the main Messenger app allows parents or guardians to review the people the kids connect to. That should be just by default. And it supposedly has already, first of all, I just don't want to get too into this too much. Messenger already has special protections placed for minors that limit contact from both adults they're not connected to. And we use machine learning to detect and disable the accounts of adults who are engaged in inappropriate interactions with children, said Sullivan in a statement. I get lots and lots and lots and lots of Facebook Messenger messages. And 90% of them are absolutely scam or hi, you know, it's some bot or whatever, you know, it's all bogus. And I just don't understand how people fall for some of this stuff. I really don't. But I understand kids may be more susceptible, but as parents, we're supposed to be watching what our kids are doing. You know, getting a 15-year-old to hand over the phone, though, that's our 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, can be painful. But until you're an adult and paying your own bills, I reserve the right to inspect a phone at my house. It just bothers me. We continue to let Facebook be our big brother. This sounds interesting. How many of you are having a hard time finding something to watch in your streaming services that you've cut the cord to? Screen Hits TV is going to launch a streaming aggregator to combat subscription fatigue, and it's going to organize all your stuff. So instead of bouncing from Amazon to Netflix to Hulu to CBS to HBO, you basically tell it which services you're connected to, and it's going to give you a rundown. It's basically going to give you a TV menu so that you can find stuff. YouTube TV does a pretty good job of this when I'm using it. But of course, you're going to have to pay for this. So you're essentially what you're getting is a TV guide. People have no idea what I'm talking about. What's a TV guide, Todd? This is a digital TV guide. It's going to cost $1.99 a month. And will initially be available on Samsung Smart TVs, Amazon Fire Stick, Apple Store, and Google Chrome. So just about almost every desktop or every smart TV. And they're going to integrate with, it looks like everybody. So we'll see how this goes. Maybe worth it a try. Anyone give us a try, let me know. Spotify's told their employees they can work from home until 2021. And by the way, if you hadn't heard, and you're a Joe Rogan fan and you don't like Spotify, well, tough, because come this fall, Joe Rogan will be exclusively on Spotify and it'll be the only way you'll be able to get it. So if you're a Joe Rogan fan, it's Joe's going to Spotify, and he got paid between $100 and $200 million for a licensing deal to take his podcast to Spotify, which will now become a show because it'll no longer be a podcast because it's not going to be available via normal podcast collection ways. You'll have to go to Spotify and have an account to listen to Joe Rogan. But Spotify has told employees they can work from home until 2021. So Spotify employs 4,400 people. 2,000 are in the United States and 1,100 of them are in Sweden. And they have offices and operations in 79 countries and territories around the world. Oh, they have 5,779 total employees by almost 6,000. Amazon, we talked about Prime Day already, but it appears now that they're going to push Prime Day until September, and it may discount an additional 5 million devices. If you don't have an Amazon device already, my God, everybody in America should have been able to get a discounted Amazon account. And whoever gave me the hearts there, I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. on Facebook. Anybody on YouTube tonight? So those of you that are listening to the show right now live, thank you. Those of you that are stayed subscribed and listening to every podcast, I appreciate it as well. Hey, Samsung, you know, having a TV outside just really doesn't quite work. But if you've got one of those nice patio areas, maybe you want to, you know, spruce it up a little bit, Samsung lets you enjoy nature with its 2000 NIT outdoor QLED TV. And this beaut is powerful. It has a 4K resolution, and it provides 2,000 nits of brightness, enough to see clearly in daylight, and an anti-glaring coating. I need an anti-glaring coat on my TV, because when the sun comes up in the morning, there's only a certain angle I can see. I don't have curtains on my back windows, but I'm on the second floor. Don't worry. You can't see in. You can if you get about a half mile away. You can buy this in 55, 65, and 75-inch models and probably prepare to really impact your wallet a lot. But those outdoor TVs are kind of cool. Wonder if it's waterproof. Google releases action book to aid people with cognitive disabilities. And this, this is real nice. So if you've got a family member that has cognitive disabilities, they've added a flurry of accessibility updates. And this new thing called Action Blocks, as shown for those of you watching right now, is basically makes big blocks available. So as an example, you'd have the phone would have a bunch of features that someone could scroll through. And as an example, call my daughter, that they could hit with a finger and not have to navigate 4 or 5 menus. So they've got some really good cognitive they really made this smart, and it's for people that have cognitive and motion disabilities. So they've also got something called Live Transcribe. It's more useful for those who are deaf or hard of hearing, and it's updated. The Android app can vibrate your phone when someone nearby says your name, allows custom names for places and objects, and makes it easier to search through past conversations. 7 languages are available, including Albanian, Estonian, and what is that? Punjabi? So they have something that's called sound amplifier as well. And so a bunch of accessibility stuff here. So I always like to see the accessibility stuff being improved upon and making it people with disabilities and, you know, vision and hearing impairments to be able to use devices more. Facebook creates a workplace rooms for professional video calls. Last thing I'm going to do is do any business calls on Facebook. There's no way. No way. We know that Messenger Rooms is already launched. We know that Google Meets is already launched. We've got Zoom. Now we've got Workplace Rooms, a virtual meeting space where users can host video calls with up to 50 people. Read the terms of service very, very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. I don't trust any of these people at this point. Fitbit's in-app study will determine wearables can detect COVID-19. Well, that's interesting. So it could also help spot other infections before symptoms appear. I actually heard that someone has come up with they say it's going to be available in 60 days. You sync a device to your phone, and you literally cough on this platform, and it will tell you whether or not you've got COVID-19. So they say it's going to be available in 2 months. So sync to your phone. And all you got to do is cough on the device. Do you wash it off afterwards? Is it one-time use? Who knows? But now we hear Fitbit, again, is doing this study to determine if wearables can detect COVID-19, looking at flu and similar diseases without waiting for symptoms. And if you're at least 21 years old and you live in the United States or Canada, you can volunteer by filling out a questionnaire regarding your health, such as whether you had COVID-19, Fitbit will combine that activity data and see if there are any telltale clues and ideally build in a logo that alerts people before they infect others. So once again, we have apps that are going to be tracking what we do, where we are, our activities, our temperature, everything else. NVIDIA, I'm a big fan of NVIDIA video cards. NVIDIA reported revenue up 39% from last year. I think we had kind of heard this was going up, but the company's data center business reported over $1 billion in revenue for the first time. And so they had a good quarter. Wall Street anticipated a per share earnings of $1.69 on revenue of $3 billion. They did $1.80 on $3.08. So they beat market expectations. So lots of demand for computer stuff here during COVID-19. Disney Plus, do you get Disney Plus? Well, June 2020, every new movie and TV show coming this month to Disney Plus. So what are some of the things coming here? Walt and El Grupo, Tinkerbell and the Pirate Fairy, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, Tarzan 2. Whole bunch of stuff coming on June 5th. Wild Hawaii Season 1, Women of Impact Changing the World. Just goes on and on, a big list of stuff coming to a Disney Plus in June. If you got Disney Plus, you can see the list in the show notes. Airbnb, and I don't fully understand this from Airbnb, but Airbnb has launched more focused online activities. This time is specifically accessibility-focused online activities. People can sign up for 20 programs, including seated yoga and audio-described cardio boxing. So these 20 new online activities are, again, designed for people with accessibility needs. People can take part in the activities, events, and classes designed to teach them more about accessibility, such as beginning sign language classes. So Airbnb, I haven't found what, you can rent from Airbnb hosts. Why are they doing these? Is this just part of their reach out and something that they do within the company? There's not this disconnect. Maybe it's just part of their way to try and be in a good community steward. But they cost between $9 and $40 per person. They're not free. So it just seems odd. It's kind of a disconnect there for me. I don't get it. I've seen articles on them doing this before, and I've always remained confused. Someone knows why they do this. Let me know. I'd like to really kind of understand it. Hey, if you're checking on Facebook, make sure you say hi. If you haven't done so already, definitely appreciate when you do. Twitter is testing new conversation settings. Twitter announced that these new conversation settings give the person who posts a tweet more control over who can reply to it. Individual users will have the ability to choose who can reply to their tweets and who can join that conversation. Are you really going to pick, I've got, 7,000 Twitter followers. Am I going to pick 10 people that can reply to my tweets? It just seems a little odd. I guess they're trying to promote people setting up groups. But they think this is going to help spread the limit of garbage posted by troll bots. Okay, anyway, this is an article that Jen wrote over on Geek News Central. The link will be up for that. Expedia, as you would expect, revenues fell 15% as travel is decimated by coronavirus pandemic. I'm surprised it's only 15%. It's got to be even worse. You would think that the numbers would be much, much worse. Do you have a Home Chef subscription? Well, Home Chef confirms data breach after customer info reportedly sold on the dark web. Hackers were reporting up to 8 million user records. Lovely. So it included names, email addresses, phone numbers, and the last four digits of credit card numbers. The company sent encrypted passwords as well as account details like frequency of deliveries and mailing address may have also been compromised. Wow. So if you're on Home Chef, once again, your data is probably out there in the wild. It's like a breach a week. That's always my biggest worry, too. Everyone's going to get hit at some point. You have kids buying some games that maybe they shouldn't be buying. Dad won't notice or mom won't notice. If you want to know how to refund PC games on Steam, Epic Games, and GOG, I got a great article for you. And sometimes maybe a game isn't what you thought it would be, but you can, for 14 days, in often cases, get a refund. So if you notice that hit to the credit card, maybe the kid bought something or you bought something, you weren't happy with it, this link will tell you how to refund your PC games on Steam, Epic Games, and GOG. I think my son gets stuff on Steam from time to time. He's gotten the habit now of fortunately calling me and asking me if he wants something, which doesn't happen too often. And he doesn't abuse it. So I'm happy to hook him up. Google has inked a deal with the Defense Department to help respond to cyber threats. The contract is for 7 figures, Google says. Doesn't say how many years. It's through the Defense Innovation Unit, a group within the Pentagon that scales commercial technology through the entire department. Axios earlier reported the news. The deal comes despite blowback from other work Google has done with the military. 2 years ago, workers at the search giant protested Google's contract with the Pentagon for Project Maven. Well, that was an initiative that used artificial intelligence to improve analysis of drone footage. And we talked about that here. Google had said as well that they had dropped out of the bidding for the Joint Enterprise Defense Initiative, JEDI, $10 billion cloud computing deal for the Pentagon. So Google getting back in the business. That government money is really hard to resist. All right, you PlayStation 4 user? Well, Android Central has the best PlayStation 4 accessories in 2020, or at least according to them. If you guys review these articles and you say, I've got that piece of gear and it's a piece of junk, well, let me know. I'd really like to hear because, you know, sometimes I get real suspicious on some of these articles. And, you know, we're getting close, relatively close to Father's Day. So you start seeing this stuff coming up that fathers would probably want more than the ladies. And oftentimes I've gotten pitched stuff from Geek News Central. Are you going to do any Father's Day articles? Would you like to do a gaming roundup? Well, no, I don't want to do a gaming roundup, especially if you're providing me the written text. I don't need a free article to trick my users into thinking I'm endorsing something. So if you see stuff on these articles and you don't quite agree, always send me feedback. Same thing with this, best Chromebooks of 2020. So another list from Android Central of the best Chromebooks, best big screen, great for students, and a rundown of that. And I trust more one of these types of articles about Chromebooks than I would going back and looking at PlayStation accessories, because that's the kind of stuff that always makes me quite suspicious. Now, you're probably working on, maybe some of you are working from home on your home computer. Did you know that in Chrome, you can have a couple of profiles so you don't have to intermix your home profile with your work profile? Did you know you could do that? If you didn't, this is a great way to kind of clean that up so you don't have a whole bunch of work stuff interacting with stuff that's personal. So link will be up in the show notes on that on how to take care of that. And finally, the FCC, FTC tells service providers cut off the COVID-19 scam robocalls. Otherwise, companies will face serious consequences. They haven't been able to stop robocalls to begin with. The FCC and FTC on Wednesday demanded gateway providers cut off traffic with COVID-19 related international scammers or face serious consequences. The scam robocall campaigns included false service refunds related to COVID-19 and fake calls about Social Security accounts being suspended during the pandemic. I got one of those today. It was an 808 number. I said, that name looks familiar. I answered it, and it was exactly that. It was a scam fake call about Social Security accounts being suspended. And I listened to it and I laughed for about 15 seconds and I hung up on it. And so the SEC wants this done within the next 48 hours. Well, when was this written? Let me look at it. Yesterday? Well, they didn't get her done yet because I got a call today. And with that, that's going to bring me to the end of the show. But I got some comments. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Let me see here. Got to make sure. GNC comments. Got an email from Sam. Hey, Todd. Another show recommendation. I've not seen this, but my friend recommended it to me. I heard you mention Upload, so I asked him if he'd seen it and recommended Tales from the Loop. So thanks for those two, Sam. I do appreciate it. Hope you're doing well in Albuquerque and wish I was there to get a Frontier burrito. Got an email from one of our listeners, a longtime listener. He said, hey, Todd, I was watching episode 1447 where you asked for longtime listeners to let you know we are still here. I've been listening since low to mid double digits. I have found your recent rants in 1445, 1446 too much and took the step of unsubscribe as an insider, a meager $2 or $2.93 in Canadian funds, but likely sign up again next month as long as you don't piss me off too much. Well, thanks so much. Did I piss you off today, Ron? I hope I didn't. And I did ask Ron, I said, what specifically pissed you off? And so I'll read it if you send it, Ron. Don't worry. But if you do like my rants, please become an insider. $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25. That is gruffly. And I do appreciate the recent donations too, the one-time donations. Those always help out. And you can start for as low as 6.7 cents a day, or in Ron's case, $2.93 is about a dime a day in Canada to support the show. And Ron, it's okay. But hey, we can't always agree to everything, right? And unfortunately, stuff has gotten very politicized here. And I think a lot of it depends on what TV channels people are watching. So how's everybody doing? You doing okay? Are you okay here in the week? Can you believe we're at the end of week 10 of this insanity? Yeah, at least I get to come to the office and hang out all day and work. And then I go home and it's like 8, 9. Tonight it'll be probably 9:30 before I get to the house, and I 2 hours screwing around, and then I fall into bed and the alarm goes off and I'm like, my God, it's just Groundhog Day again. It's just no breakup of the monotony that's going on and being just insanely busy. So I guess that's, I'll be honest with you, the time is just, at this point, it's just kind of, as I had said a couple of times, winter's coming. And based on the weather here in Michigan in late May, I'm like, come on, summer. Come on, turn on the heat. Please turn on. It could be August. I'm going to be complaining about the humidity, but, can't be. Here's one thing you got to learn about me. I spent 25 years as a sailor. A bitchin' sailor is a happy sailor. So this is just, this is part of my DNA. Some habits die hard. Some habits die harder than others. But anyway, thanks. And we're going to, I started off the show in kind of this ornery mood. And I ended the show today and I'm actually not feeling too bad. So I guess I walked my aggression through. I hope I didn't make you angry. Had my say, made myself feel better. That's part of it, right? We're not talking to anybody. We're not having human-to-human conversations. You're talking to your significant other, or you're talking to your kids, or maybe you're talking to a coworker. So we're all having this small group. We have no one else to talk to. I have you to talk to. You guys can talk back. Geeknews@gmail.com. Talk back. Send me an audio file. Complain to me. And then I'll have fun responding to it. And but we're all family here. So, all right. So no show on Monday. You don't have to worry about getting angry with me until next Thursday. And then we'll have show 1450. I'm looking at the calendar. It's May. So let's see here. That would mean we're 48, 8, 6. So that's June, July, August, September, October. We may not make show 1500 until sometime in November. Unless I do some catch-up shows. It would be nice to be able to hit 1,500 on the 16-year anniversary, but I just don't think it's going to be possible. There's too many holidays and stuff in between, stuff going on. So it is what it is. But everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time here on the Geek in the Central podcast. Be safe out there. Take care. And if you get a chance, go shopping, go eat, get out, wear your mask, do whatever you have to do to protect yourself. And let's get this thing... Well, just be safe. It's with us for a while, but be safe. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.